And here's a poem which I don't really know why I decided to read it. The moon figures in it at the end. I guess it's some sort of justification for existence. It's called The Heaven of the Poor. I mean, sometimes we all get down in the dumps, I guess, and we need some sort of justification for our own existence. It is about, I guess, certain kinds of people. They don't have to be poets. It can be anything. But good people. And it has, and again, a biblical epigraph. The biblical epigraph is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:3. Much ink has been spilled over those two lines. What that means, the poor in spirit. I don't know, really. But I've tried to define it, I guess, in this poem. The heaven of the poor. Through the needle's eye, we can see them clamoring to get in, each offering to give up what he cherishes most, not knowing he has become what he cherishes most. We who are here had nothing to give up except our vanity, and that was not required. How can a weak man give up his strength, or an ugly woman her beauty? In the heaven of the poor, the past keeps going away, but is never quite gone. I was young. I was so young I thought I would get over it. And all I have learned is that we never get over anything. Some of us were born to look for a child who has no legs and wants only to dance. And when we find that child, we take it in our arms and dance and dance. Among bricklayers and lawyers and even poets, there are good people who work alone at honest and difficult professions debauched by others. Their reward will be the heaven of the poor. When they see the wormholes in the statues and realize there are kings who need no followers and have none, they will begin to escape from the world. Each of them will come to a river, and how he gets across it, if he gets across it, will be how he learns to swim. When he crawls out, wet and exhausted on this side, he will look back and see the bridges he did not know he had, burning, burning. There are no cities in the heaven of the poor, no families, no friends. We do not pray for what we want, nor do we pray for salvation. We have already been saved, and each night our dreams show us what we wanted and could never become. Some of us walk on an empty beach, leaving no footprints, and others live alone in the desert, accepting the rain as love. We do not call it happiness, exactly, but we have the moon to talk to, and it always answers us. Do you believe me about the moon? Do you think I care whether or not you do? I always wanted to end a poem that way. It's called Taking Risks.